Over the past decade, federal wildlife officials say marine vessels in Alaska's waters hit whales 77 times, by far the most of any state. About three-quarters of the time, they hit endangered humpbacks, and it's not clear why those strikes keep happening. So a group of federal researchers and marine pilots teamed up to combine what scientists know about whale behavior with what marine pilots know about ships in hopes of cutting down the number of strikes. Coast Alaska's Jacob Resnick reports.
Most of the millions who visit Glacier Bay National Park in Alaska each year never touch dry land. They view the majestic ice sheets from the deck of a cruise ship. For those that do make landfall, a visitor center in Bartlett Cove displays a towering skeleton of a humpback whale. National Park Service scientist Scott Gendy explains she didn't die of natural causes.
Well, this is the whale that was struck in 2001 by a cruise ship that was exiting Glacier Bay, and it kind of served as a catalyst to a lot of the efforts to reduce the probability of collision between ships and whales in the park.
The whale's name was Snow. She was a pregnant humpback that park visitors had been photographing since the 1970s. Princess Cruise Lines ended up paying $750,000 to settle with the federal government after admitting the ship had been going too fast. Scott Gendy is riding along as an observer on Holland America's Nordam. He's using a spotter scope and has a walkie-talkie to talk to the bridge.
Two killer whales, 12 o'clock, about 2,000 meters.
Two killer whales, 2,000 meters.
We take a waypoint when we sight a whale. Then we write down on the data sheet that has the distance, the orientation, the behavior, and the relative bearing to the ship.
Gendy designed this program. It's been logging observations since 2006 on how whales react as these hulking ships close in. But he didn't realize how his data could translate into real-world advice until a chance meeting with the people who sail the ships. In Alaska, foreign flag ships have to hire pilots to guide them through state waters. He says the pilots told him,
"We do this all the time, and it's not just in Glacier Bay. And we'd like to work with you and develop some of these ideas because you have a good grip on the science of whale behavior, but we're the ones out there operating the ships every day."
One of those marine pilots is Larry Vose. He says it was a light bulb moment.
We said, "Look, let's work on you guys, you know, helping educate us on whale behavior and see how that applies, and we'll help to educate you on limitations of ships and so forth."
The first step dispels some myths, like that slowing down is the most effective course of action to take when spotting a whale. It's often better to change course, but there are a lot of factors.
Just like a deer running out in front of a car, you know, you may or may not have time to react. And that action that you take has to factor in, do no further harm. You know, don't drive into a tree head on. Don't list a ship so much that you cause damage and such.
Gendy's research, coupled with the pilot's experiences at the helm, lays out what they've learned in Glacier Bay, and in some ways it could be applied in other places. That's important, as federal authorities have logged more than 180 whale strikes in U.S. waters over the past decade. And that's an undercount. Ship captains aren't legally required to report when they hit a whale. And sometimes they don't even know it happened. The dead whale can sink to the bottom, or it decomposes on a remote beach. Other times it isn't so discreet, like in 2017, when a Princess Cruise Lines ship sailed into Ketchikan Harbor with a dead humpback on its bow.
"Quite frankly, I have no idea when we picked the whale up."
Eric Chamberlain is a top executive for the Carnival Group that includes Princess Cruises and Holland America Line. The strike happened at night. Nobody saw it, and it wasn't discovered until first light. He says they followed all of the procedures to avoid hitting whales and that the cruise industry is eager to improve in any way it can. For two reasons. It's the right thing to do, and it's good business.
"It is of utmost importance that our use of the area, the resources of the area, is sustainable."
Larry Vose says he's still learning even after decades driving ships in Southeast Alaska. He's had some close calls.
"There's just times when, for whatever reason, with nothing else going on, literally, a whale surfaces close aboard."
This group of federal researchers and independent marine pilots recently put their findings down on paper in an article published in the journal Frontiers in Marine Science. Gendy says it's a long road ahead, but he's happy with what they've contributed so far.
If we can understand the nature of ship strikes without actually having ship strikes occur, then you can formulate management actions, or we can understand avoidance maneuvers without having a bunch of dead whales on the beach.
Look at him. There he's going to go down.
On the bow of the Holland America ship, passengers wrapped in parkas hoot and holler as a humpback whale sidles up to the ship. This is what they've come to Alaska to see. For Here and Now, I'm Jacob Resnick, reporting from Glacier Bay.